1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 12 to 16. We have not received the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we may understand what God has freely given us. This is what we speak, not in words taught us by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, expressing spiritual truths in spiritual words. The man without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them, because they are spiritually discerned. The spiritual man makes judgments about all things, but he himself is not subject to any man's judgment. For who has known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. This is quite a difficult passage in many ways. It talks about the spirit of the world, with a small s, and it talks about the spirit who is from God, with a capital S, which is the Holy Spirit. And God gives his people the Holy Spirit so that we can understand what God has done for us and which God has given to us in grace and in freedom. So Paul is speaking here not with words that he's learned in his human school, with his human wisdom, but he's speaking words that he's been taught by the Spirit, and he's expressing spiritual truths in spiritual words. So not all truths are the same kind of truths, and not all words are the same kind of words. There are truths from this world, which pass away, and then there are spiritual truths from God, which are eternal, and which are sure, and which are unshakable. So someone who doesn't have God's Holy Spirit does not accept the things that God shows them. They cannot understand God's word. They do not understand God's ways. They do not want to. They see no attraction in it. They're all foolishness to this person, because this person cannot understand what God has said, doesn't appreciate the spiritual things that are spoken, doesn't appreciate the deep things of God, because the deep things of God are discerned spiritually according to the Holy Spirit. And then Paul makes a curious statement here. He says, the spiritual man makes judgments about all things, but he himself is not subject to any man's judgment. It would be hard to think of a person who was so spiritual and so above all things that this person could make judgments but was not subject to anybody else's judgments. And then Paul quotes a verse that says, for who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? So God's mind is a mystery to us, really. It is a hidden thing. It is not shown to everybody. No human being can ever instruct the Lord. The Lord instructs us, not the other way round. But then he says another curious thing. He says that Christian believers, those who trust in Christ, have the mind of Christ. So if we are Christians, if we are learning the word, if we are studying the word and meditating and thinking about the word, if we are seeking out the truth, we are seeking to know true things about God and to know him himself in a deeper and deeper way, then we can make judgments. But of course, that can be quite a subjective thing to think about. We can all kind of think, well, I know a lot about the Bible, so I can judge other people. But really, we should be striving for these things rather than thinking that we have actually arrived. We should be striving to have the mind of Christ. And the only way that we can have the mind of Christ is that we know him personally, that we speak to him, that he speaks to us often. And then we get to know him and the kind of things that he does, the kind of things he thinks, where he thinks, kind of things that he wants. And so we will want those things in our lives. And therefore, we also will become more spiritual people.